Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. This is The Truth Lies Not. I'm your host, Jewel Lyle, the speaker. The writer, I am. Now, I always wasn't the speaker. I used to be known as the quiet or shy guy. Glory be to God. But after I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, God has revealed to me my true identity in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. I have some technical difficulties with the sound that you just heard right there. But anyway, we keep it moving. We're not moved by technical difficulties. Glory be to God. So God has revealed to me my true identity in Christ Jesus. You know, my foundation scripture is that in 1 Timothy 2:7. Now, I'm a public speaker that speaks through any form that God would use me to do so, from general speaking to sermons to raps to motivate, educate, and elevate people into their destinies. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise the Lord. This is the third show. Today I'm going to be discussing who I am. Amen, amen. Where I came from was the last show, telling you some information about the church I came up out of. Well, who am I? You know, well, I'm a servant of God, servant of the Most High God, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, who else am I? Now, I'm a youth teacher. I'm an evangelist. I'm a witnesser. I'm a writer, a rapper, a husband, a stepfather, a motivational speaker, a diligent, determined, dedicated worker. That's who I am. Now, I do all kinds of writing, from writing stories to books to writing raps to spoken words to writing poems. I just love to rap. I love to write. Amen, amen. I like it because I don't love anything more than God. God's my first love because he first loved me. So I'm going to give you some more information. I want to let you know some more about how I got this ability to do what I'm doing now, but I want to give you that more information after this song. We're going to finish up because we've been listening to the Chronicles of Jewel. You heard part one. You heard part two. Well, guess what? There's a part three. So we're about to get into that. So first of all, though, there's a little skit that comes on before that. So let's go ahead and check that out. We're going to get into some music here. Glory be to God. See what's going on with the musical side. We was having some technical difficulties with the first track. Now the second track wants to have some technical difficulties, but that's all right though, because we're going to keep it moving. We're not going to be held up by something like that. So let's get into it then. So how did I get this ability, or where did this ability come from? Well, I'm about to just drop some revelation knowledge on you all right now, so you can know what's going on and how this can be. This is actually available for anybody and everybody who would like to receive it. Amen. So now let's check it out. If you guys have a Bible, or if you heard about a Bible, actually got this out of the Bible. Isn't that something? It's a book called Philippians. Philippians 4 in verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Glory be to God. That gets me excited. That's the first scripture that I read that became my favorite scripture. It's not the first scripture that I read, but it's the first scripture that became my favorite scripture. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. See, that let me know right there that I don't have to be out here trying to do things on my own. That I can have someone to help me. You know, Jesus Christ, he strengthens us. When we allow him to do the things for us, we allow him to take control. You see, we all have a fleshy body, but we're all a spirit naturally. So our spirit man is our true identity, our true selves. Now our fleshy man is a lazy person. He or she doesn't want to do anything. You know, for the most part, they just want to indulge in things to satisfy, you know, fleshly desires, you know. But our spirit person wants to indulge in things to satisfy spiritual desires. Thing that is wrapped up with the spiritual desire is wrapped up in God, is wrapped up in the Word of God. So to know what your true identity is, you have to know who you are in the Word of God. So in order to know who you are in the Word of God, you have to read or hear the Word of God. Actually do both, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And then you want to read it for yourself, because you don't want to just be hearing something from someone. You know, you want to back it up and actually read it yourself to make sure that whatever they're saying is lined up with the Word. So you want to take some time to study the Word, to get to know the Word, and allow the Word to get to know you. Amen, amen, amen. So that's me. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm about, All About My Father's Business. That was actually my first album. It's called All About My Father's Business. This here is my second album. It's called Everlasting Life. This is the one that features the Chronicles of Jewel 1, 2, and 3. I don't know why this thing wouldn't play right now.
Man.
That's kind of crazy.
What should I do?
Oh, here we go. Check it out.
I think my flesh is fighting my spirit. I was going to be paid with that escort service, though. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I can't be following him and still living like the world. I got to choose. But he said he chose me. Ah, I need help. Jesus, help me. This is it, the finale of the Chronicles. 2 Corinthians chapter 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I was on my road to Damascus, following after Damascus. Wanted to be like what they showed us. Players and pimps, the media made it look glorious. My favorite place in the Lord, the only one that I trust. Now I'm seeing better days, no more misbehaving since best slave. She's doing the will of the one who made. My appetite is his word I crave. Having flesh puts a grave, best thing that happened to me. Getting off in the spirit will believe us in such a way. When people see, they think we high and drunk, like we at a rave. This happened in Acts 2, get it? Check the page. Our Lord, the wisest of sages, he's a sage. I used to be afraid to speak up on the stage, but God gave me courage, confidence, non-earthly. He said, don't be afraid to look a grown man in their face. Open up your mouth and I will give you words to say. Boldly, it's my speech now, no longer curse a blue cow. Only blessing comes out the mouth of Mr. Loud. The enemy had me tripped up, quiet as a child. Now you can call me kicker, cause I'm living loud. Living proud, don't want to be prideful. The enemy steadily lurking, we have to be mindful. The heart's extremely wicked, above all deceitful. I guard what I put in there, can't receive from all people. Keep my mind on the cross, for that I'm so thankful. Request the same for the lost, gotta stay prayerful. Wanna see everyone saved, it's not that just hateful. He didn't have to do it for me, but he did. I'm so grateful. I'm not perfect, my righteousness is disgraceful. But where my sin is at, his grace is more full. I yield myself to be used as a tool. To teach God's grace, I'm just a vessel in his school. He surely took me from glory to glory. When he changed my life, rearranging my story. When I hit that degree of 180, I can definitely say that he changed me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Grown in the spirit, no longer baby. Diligent in the word, no longer lazy. Giving full tithes and offerings, no longer giving shady. I'm fanatical, radical for Jesus. Call me crazy. So glad that my soul won't go down to Hades. It's been broken, now restored like the process. That hate me, they hate him, they hate me. That's just the way it goes, ye. God is CEO, I'm a CBC employee. So I take all eyes off me. I try my own way, view was hazy. Now walking the ghost. Patrick Swayze, when I think about how God set me free, it just amazed me. He brought me to that new dimension, sitting on light robes. The ministry of reconciliation was being told by these two pastors that truly walked the walk. Barely they were demonstrating what they taught. I had a dream I saw them with red eyes. The enemy wanted me to think that they had devil inside. I told my spiritual leaders, they said Satan is the
being unachievable. I'm prompted to speak by a spirit that's holy, so I no longer need alcohol to speak for me. It wasn't real joy, it was phony. Now I've been bought by the blood, that's right, Jesus owns me. Holy Spirit, lead back to like the text of Acts of Falling. When I yield to the Lord, Ron Canole. I am with the sword, like the sword is with Shinobi, spreading gospel all around. Surround sound like Dove. 5.1, the only one I need is Christ. 3-in-1 gave me eternal life. Then made me to my good thing, yeah. That be my wife. Bless me with kids, the father. Teach them freedom from strife. Like I said, I ain't perfect. Sometimes I wanna go on strike to escape from being humble, loving, caring, sharing nights. This walk requires duties that I often don't like. When that old man comes around, have to tell him, take a hike. That's right, get off my back, cause I ain't going back. I love my new habitat. It is far from whack.
It's called heaven.
Where all my treasures do stack. I know that I'll be with my Lord, where my mind goes.
This is it. The
Amen, amen. So yeah, that was it right there. So do you know where you gonna be at when your line goes flat? Do you know where you gonna be at when your line goes flat? Well, Matthew 16:26 says, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So we don't want people to do that. So we want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So much do you know Jesus Christ? But do Jesus Christ know you? For you hate to get up to heaven and Jesus say to you, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I don't know you. Your heart was far from me." You don't want him to say that to you? No, of course not. You want him to say, "Come on in, thou good and faithful servant. Come on in to the rest of the Lord." So in order to know and have that assurance, you must accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. For if you believe with your heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you'd like to make that confession today, I can lead you through that prayer. You can make that confession. As long as you really are believing it in your heart, then it shall come to pass, and you shall be saved today. So let's get it. Father God, yes, just repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus Christ has died for my sins. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father God, for saving me. Jesus, please come live in my heart. I now am saved. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have just prayed that prayer with me, you are now saved from this very moment. But this is not it. The truck don't stop right here. It's not the end of the line. Now you're going to get into a good Bible teaching church, one that speaks the word of God and does not compromise, one that is spirit led by the Holy Spirit. So you want to look for a good Bible teaching church. If you need help with that, you can go ahead and just go to my Facebook page, look for Jewel Loud the Speaker. That's JuelyleThe Speaker. And you can like my page on there. You can send me a message, and I can help you find a good Bible teaching church. Amen. God bless you all. Godspeed. I'm Jewel Loud, the speaker, the writer. I am. Good night, everybody. God bless you. God bless you.